hope the x-ray machine doesn't show what I'm thinking. I don't want Mom and Dad to know I lied.
The doctor's x-ray can't show what's in your head, but I know someone very special who can. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Let's get started. Have you ever had an x-ray taken at the doctor? An x-ray machine is like a camera that takes pictures of your insides. How cool is that? So if you have a broken bone, your doctor can see how to fix it. But while an x-ray can't see what you're thinking, God certainly can. He knows what you're thinking, and He knows how you feel. 1 Chronicles 28:9 says, "The Lord sees every heart and knows every plan and thought." Now, for our story, it's called Head X-Ray. Jeremiah sat in Dr. Smith's examination room, his head pounding. "I should have listened to Mom and Dad and stayed away from the construction site," he thought. "How did you say this happened?" Dr. Smith asked as he finished stitching Jeremiah's forehead. "I tripped and fell on the sidewalk." Jeremiah hoped his face wouldn't reveal the lie. He had actually tripped and fallen against a piece of machinery at the construction site. "Well, you're going to be just fine," said Dr. Smith. "But I do want you to get an x-ray just to be on the safe side." Jeremiah and his mom went to the x-ray department at the hospital. Jeremiah's head still throbbed as they sat in the waiting room. "I never had my whole head x-rayed before," Jeremiah thought. "I wonder how they do that." Suddenly, he sat straight up. "Will this x-ray show my brain and all my thoughts?" he blurted out. As soon as he asked the question, he knew it sounded dumb. "Relax, Jeremiah," Mom said, chuckling. And then she frowned. "Or are you afraid it might show thoughts you don't want anyone to see?" Jeremiah didn't answer. He leaned back in his chair, glad the x-ray couldn't show his thoughts. If it did, everyone would know he had lied. By the time they were heading home, Jeremiah was feeling better. "Your question back at the hospital reminds me of something," said Mom. "We should never forget that God sees all our thoughts just like you imagine the x-ray machine might show yours. There's nothing we can hide from Him." She glanced at Jeremiah, who wore a guilty expression. "Is there anything you want to tell me?" she asked quietly. Jeremiah nodded. "Yeah, I lied, Mom. I hurt my head at the construction site next to the school. I'm sorry." Mom drew in a breath. "It's good you weren't hurt worse than you were, Jeremiah," she said. "We'll talk more about it with your dad at home, but I'm glad you told me the truth." "Me too," said Jeremiah. "I think you need to talk to Jesus about it too," said Mom. "He already knows about the wrong things we think and do, and He offers us forgiveness. Instead of trying to hide our sin, we need to confess it to Him and accept His forgiveness." Well, what about you? Would you want other people to know what you're thinking? Probably not, and that's okay. Your thoughts are personal. But remember that God knows all your thoughts, good and bad. He sees everything that's in your heart. So when selfish thoughts lead to wrong actions, don't try to hide them. Instead, confess them to Jesus. He will forgive you. Our key verse is 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9.
"The Lord sees every heart and knows every plan and thought."
And our key thought for today, God knows your thoughts. If you want an easy way to make time for God every single day, then ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. Then you can listen to Keys for Kids wherever you have an Echo device, like in the kitchen when you're eating lunch or at bedtime just before you go to sleep. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.